Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norm. I hope you get this message. I want to tell you a story. When I was a teenager, my parents entered me into our town's annual tug-of-war competition. Our Upper Peninsula rural Michigan town has been hosting the tug-of-war competition for over 75 years. Norm, the rope used in the competition was 150 feet long. The rope was 1 inch in diameter, and it was made of polyester. At one time, the rope they used was called Manila hemp. The tug-of-war competition was a big deal in our town. The team that could outpull the other team would win $500. The $500 prize money is divided equally among the members of the team. Norm, on the day of the tug-of-war, I wore hot pants and a halter top. Because of my enormous 38 double D tits and huge cum-covered, delicious ass cakes, I was placed at the end of the rope. They used me as the anchor. Each tug-of-war team has 8 members, so when everyone is tugging, there are 2 teams and a total of 16 people. Norm, on the morning of the competition, both teams clutched onto the rope. When the blank gun was fired, everyone sprang into action and started pulling. It was amazing, as everyone tugged at the 150-foot-long rope. The rope didn't move towards them or towards us. The white mark painted onto the rope stayed right in the middle. Both tug-of-war teams were pretty well matched against one another strength-wise. Norm, while I tugged at the rope and jutted my juicy ass into the air, I felt a sudden sharp jab to my genitals. And then I felt it again. Don't ask me how it happened, but before I could do anything about it, the end of the 1 inch in diameter rope bored its way into my Lux-tight pussy. Norm, the rope tore its way through the crotch of my hot pants and panties, and it sunk itself deep into my hungry fuckhole. At least 2 feet of the tug-of-war rope was lodged inside my dripping pussy. But how? Why? The rope had a mind of its own. It was like the rope was alive. The tug-of-war rope moved in and out of my throbbing pussy hundreds, if not thousands of times. As it moved in and out of my vibrating gash, I came, and I moaned, and I moaned, and I came. Somehow my clothes got torn off. Everyone that was in attendance for the event positioned themselves behind my ass so that they could watch the possessed rope fuck me. I came hundreds of times. At some point the rope thrust itself into my asshole, and that's when I blacked out. When I regained consciousness, a police officer told me that a man living in a 1969 Volkswagen Beetle parked a quarter mile from the tug-of-war event had installed high-end miniature robotics, batteries, gears, and high-definition cameras into the end of the tug-of-war official rope.
A naked crossed-eyed short Spanish guy sitting inside an old Volkswagen Beetle made that rope fuck the shit out of your dreamy beaver. This is the remote control he used. Go ahead and smell the control knob if you'd like. It smells like jism. He blew his load many times as he watched the rope penetrate your stretched out hole. We beat the horny bean eater with oak nunchucks, and then we threw his unconscious body into a public toilet and we gave him a fatal swirly.
Those radio controlled enhancements made it possible for the man to control the end of the rope by remote control. Norm, the end of the tug of war rope, had been transformed into a powerful, very flexible snake-like dildo designed especially for my meat-eating cunt. It was an awful moment. When I passed out from orgasm overload, the tug-of-war officials punched me in the face again and again using brass knuckles to get me to release the rope so that they could replace me with another huge jugged, big-bottomed whore. When my mother picked me up from the hospital, she said,
"It was a simple tug-of-war competition. You couldn't just tug on the rope and be a team member like the rest of the competitors. You had to take a dick while you were pulling on the rope. You always find the dick in the room. Your dad bought you the tug-of-war official t-shirt, but we just gave it to an Iranian man that was clutching onto a padlocked leather briefcase. You disgust me. I watched the rope move in and out of your asshole and cunt like a football being made in a football factory. When you get home, use the douchebag lying next to the bathtub in the upstairs bathroom. When you're done jet washing your meaty cunt, go straight to bed. You're grounded."
Norm, I am telling you this story in the hopes that it helps your female listeners. Girls, be careful if someone enters you into a tug-of-war competition. You could take a 2-foot-long rope dildo to your snapper. I did. Now I must go. Norm, I call all the time, but you never phone me back. What gives? Can you please excuse me? I want to vape while I pump myself off atop my cum-stained Serta sleeper mattress. Oh. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, Norm Augustinus.
Give me a couple seconds. So I spent nearly 6 full days inside the submarine up here by my house. And when I say the submarine, I'm not talking some public attraction. I'm not talking a carnival, some amusement park. I'm talking about an actual World War II submarine. It's like 89 feet long. It's an 89-foot long submarine from World War II. And that sub has been buried up here. And just the conning tower sticks out of the ground. The conning tower is where the captain or someone would have came up from inside the sub, and they stand up there and they survey the water. They look around. Directions, recharge batteries, get oxygen, and the conning tower would come out. That's all that sticks out from the submarine that's buried up here by my house. I spent 6 days inside there. Now, when I say this thing is busy, it is busy. The guy that put this thing here was inventive, was brilliant. And he had some money, and he put it up here, and I'll tell you why. I've said it before. And around the conning tower, around the submarine itself, are probably 65 or 75 bicycles, maybe 100 bicycles, I don't know. I generally go more conservative. If I think I'm going to make $100, if I'm going to make 100 or supposed to be more, I'll say, well, maybe 100, even though it's probably 180. But I'll always go more conservative on the guesstimation. But the guy brought this submarine up here, this very intelligent guy, and it's been buried in the ground ever since. Just the conning tower sticks out. If you don't know where to go, you'll never find it. It's top secret where its location is. Now, the conning tower is painted to match the trees. There's all kinds of trees around it. There's all kinds of white birch, birch bark, what they call it, paper birch. So it's a paper birch bark trees all around it, so thick you can barely slide between the trees. Your body. If you're a fat fuck, you can have trouble getting between the trees. But the conning tower is the same color as the paper bark, the birch bark trees, the paper birch bark trees. It's like paper. It's like laser paper, printer paper or something wrapped around the trees, only it's birch. It's birch bark. It protects it. Why is that so hard for me to say? And he painted the conning tower to match the birch bark trees. So you can't even see that through the trees because the trees are so dense, so enormously dense. I've used the birch bark paper tree. I've used this thing a ton of times for all kinds of inventions and gadgets myself. It peels off of a tree like actual paper. And he's made the conning tower the same color. Someone did. And you'll never find this submarine. They don't want you to find this sub. In fact, if I talked about this sub, if they knew I was talking about it, I could be in bad trouble. Something bad could happen to me because it's so fantastically revered over here where I live. This thing somehow, I don't know how, if you have the permission to come in, if you're in the club, one of the team members, you don't have to pay anything, one of the expected or accepted members, when you come into this submarine, the first thing you'll notice is that when you open the hatch, there's a hatch in the conning tower. When you open that hatch, you turn this round thing. It's like 18 inches in diameter. It's made of round steel stock or something like that. It's rusty. You turn it, and then these pins go back inside, and you can pull this hatch open. When you open the hatch, you're overwhelmed with a stench of pussy. Honest to God. A strong stench of pussy. And you could probably say, well, you know, stench of pussy. I don't really know what you mean by that. Well, how about billions of women with pussies that are smelling the place up, only this is a concentrated amount of pussy inside the submarine. When you open the sub hatch, you're overwhelmed. You're almost taken out, taken aback, aghast at the stench of pussy. And why is that? Because, well, there's a lot of pussy in it. And why is there a lot of women in this submarine? because some kind of vibration constantly vibrates inside. It's like a, the sound is like this. Only it's not just a simple vibration. It does something to a woman. It resembles like they took dope. They took some kind of their pot, the LSD, acid, coke. It's something like that, like they're gone on some kind of drug, only they're not gone on some kind of drug. The place is filled with this red light, this sound, and the stench of pussy. And when you go inside, it is packed with chicks, all chicks from around here, all around here. And you'd never, ever be exposed to this kind of exposure of women with their fucking pants pulled down, their shorts pulled down, their mini pulled to their knees, and their snatch out. And you can see their glistening snatch as you walk down the aisle inside the submarine. They don't care. They don't notice you. They're not interested. They're just taking in the joy of this vibration in this sub. Now, as a man, I got to tell you, I don't feel much from it, but I do like the walking through it and seeing all this pussy, all these big goddamn chest cucumbers, these mountains of fucking globes and all the chits and coming off their tits, their chest. I do like seeing all that. And then their pussies are all out. I've seen more pussy in the 6 days. This isn't meant to hurt your feelings. This isn't meant to make you feel small or nothing like that or inadequate. I've seen more pussy in the 6 days I was there, honest to God, than I've ever seen pussy in my life. And I've been in Vietnam 2 terms, 18 months. I got all kinds of pussy, man. You got all kinds of pussy. There's nothing like it, man. Guns and pussy and firepower, and you're in charge. It just changes the whole dynamic with regards to pussy. But in the 6 days I spent in this fucking submarine this guy brought in and buried, just the conning tower sticking out, in the 6 days I was in there, wasted, I might say. I can't tell you what kind of dope, because it's not really looked upon as a good drug anymore. It's looked upon as dangerous and smarmy. It's not as big anymore. But I was gone for 6 days in this thing when I found a spot between these chicks. And I mean a spot that was fantastic. I was laying on her tits. They were so beautiful. I was laying on her tits and I had my hand on the other woman's tits to my left of me. And all you could smell was the overwhelming strong stench of pussy. This is the hallmark of the female. And I was in there trying to regain my consciousness, trying to regain and recoup the person I was, because I have overworked myself with regards to fucking finding these goddamn pussy bubbles, these pussy fart bubbles that are trapped in time underwater. Now, I found something that's probably, it might be the most valuable thing on the planet. One of the most valuable thing. One of the most all-telling things you could ever find. I found something in this lake by my house up here in upper northern Michigan. And I sent it to my friend Rappa Lunge. He works for the Detroit Health Department. Rappa and I have had this relationship a long time. I went to university with Rappa when he was studying biology and was at one time thinking of becoming a dentist and then changed that. But I sent him this thing, and he allows me to do this all the time because where he works in Detroit, they've got thousands and thousands of dollars in equipment to test shit, and he can give me the results back, and I don't pay a damn thing. Sometimes I send him shit or presents at Christmas time or at his birthday. I send him gifts like that. I recently sent him a pussy fart bubble, and I was thinking this while I was wasted the 6 days. I was thinking about the fame and the fortune and the money, the lira, the fucking rubles that are going to pour in my way when they publish one of these findings, one of these things I found in with regards to pussy fart bubbles and their overall worth. So Rappa Lunge sent me back a report. And in my letter, I said to him, I had to seal this shit up. I've sent him stuff that's been sealed in dry ice containers, coolers with dry ice in it, sealed up. I've sent him all kinds of stuff like that from things I find up here, especially pussy pelts or scalps that they scalped off women up here to get the age of the pussy scalps. In the old days, long time ago, 1850 and all that, Indians used to go around here and get these really fine fucking virginal women. Honest to God, they're not like the sluts today. They'd find these women and scalp their cunt off of them, the entire pussy hair, the beaver area there. They'd scalp it. This thing's worth a fortune. I mean, wouldn't you like to have a pussy scalp from some good-looking colonial bitch, 1850? She's up here growing carrots and shit. Her husband's out hunting for deer. Blonde hair, purest thing right to her scalp. Wouldn't you like to reach onto that? You're in bed. Maybe you got your knob in your hand. You can reach over on your nightstand, and there's a pussy scalp. A pussy scalp taken off her fucking cunt by an Indian. They're both long dead. But there's her pussy. There it is. There's the hairs. You've got still got a piece of this. It's like you're now fucking somewhere in time. You're back in time. 150 years, there's the pussy, man. You can wrap it around your dick, your knob, and you can whack off, pump off. There's the cum in her fucking fur, in her hair there and shit. She's been dead for 150 years. There's something really a turn-on with regards to that. So Rappa Lunge sends me back a report. Here's the letter I sent him. Rappa, now this was extremely hard to wrap, because it's a pussy fart bubble in water, the very water that I took it out of. It has to be completely sealed so that it doesn't pop. Then I have to put a fucking little, attachment to the box. I have to seal it. I have to take the air out of the box so there's no air whatsoever in the box. Nothing to contaminate it. It's made out of lamination. It's plexiglass, 6 mil thick plexiglass. I have to actually put a vent, this little valve on it, to suck the air out of this box. And I have to send it back to him, but I have to pack it really hard. So I send him a pussy fart bubble. And in the pussy fart bubble was this dark stuff. I mean, it sort of was creepy. I thought, what is this? I'm underwater, I'm scuba diving, I've come across just a horde of pussy fart bubbles. And I found a pussy fart bubble that didn't look kosher. I mean, it was had dark stuff in the pussy fart bubble. And I thought, has this been somehow breached? How do you breach a bubble underwater that's been trapped there for 150, 200, 400 years or whatever years? How do you breach the bubble to let something in? You can't. And I know that too. And I thought, well, it couldn't have gone in afterward. It would have popped. It would have gone to the surface. It would have popped. If a woman's underwater and she blows out a pussy fart, it becomes a bubble and it's trapped underwater unless it goes to the top and pops. And you're up there laughing and shit like all the fucking imbeciles are at all the beaches all over the U.S. right now. They're all laughing and shit, having a good goddamn time. But some skag, some slut, some hag has just blown a pussy fart, and that pussy fart's a bubble. It comes to the surface. There's the bubble, and you see it just before it pops, and you subconsciously, unconsciously don't even know what it is, but you sort of do after you smell it. I wouldn't allow anybody to the beaches. I'd never go to a goddamn beach. Bunch of sluts out there, they're all blowing pussy fart bubbles underwater. They took the dick. Maybe they're getting pounded in the water, and they blow a pussy fart bubble at the beach, and here it comes. Jaws theme and shit going on from the motion picture. The bubbles coming to the surface. Dun, 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 and then it pops. And all the gas comes out. I found a pussy fart bubble underwater because I have been scuba diving. I've been harvesting pussy fart bubbles. And I've thought about this long and hard because I spent 6 days inside this submarine. And I'd like to take you to the sub. I really would. I'd like to tell you the waypoints, the coordinates, the lats, the longitudes, and all that. But I can't do it because I would be taken out. That's how revered this place is. Chicks go in there and they're gone for 10, 12, 15. I talked to a woman once. She said she lost a month when she was inside this submarine because it does something to their mind, this vibrating sound with this red light on in this submarine. She was gone a fucking month. She said when she came out of there, she was about 8 pounds lighter, but it didn't matter. She had all sweated off the fucking fat as she laid there and did nothing but had nothing but unbelievable pleasure caused by this sound. Thought this shit all through while I was in there, inhaling the stench of pussy gas. Pussy gas inside the submarine. They're letting out one pussy fart after another. I mean, the pussy fart sealed in a submarine. Think about a submarine, first off. They're hermetically sealed, basically, once all the hatches are sealed, because they have to hold pressure. They're underwater, they have oxygen, they're pressurized. When you close all that doors and the hatches on a sub, and there's a lot of chicks in there, 75, 80 bitches in there, you're smelling strongly concentrated stench of fish that comes out of their pussy. If you can live through that, if you can come out of that, you've really done something, man. I mean, any other time, I'm going to tell you, I couldn't fucking live through that. Nobody could live like through that. That is like the fucking apocalypse, man. You can't be around that much pussy farts, that much pussy odor. That would take you right the fuck out. You'd be not normal. You'd have brain damage, wouldn't you?
That's why people right away when they're done fucking, the guy will get up. It's to get air and shit, air, water, try to keep himself standing upright because you cannot subsist long with a stench of pussy farts around you because, I mean, look at that fuckhole. Look at that hole. That's where shit and people come out of. It stinks, man. Human beings come out of that fucking hole, and it's not supposed to smell well, I guess. It's a factory of meat. It's a meat processing plant, isn't it? There it is. So, I found something so horrifying. I always go back to Vietnam. I think of that. Because I saw horrifying things. I did horrifying things, man. Honest to God. I probably took out 10,000 fucking people one time in just a two-day period. I'm so good with a fucking M1. 600 rounds a minute, hangs from the door of the fucking H-1 Buley helicopter. It was incredible. Man, that's unbelievable. I've done a lot of shit. But when I died for this fucking pussy fart bubble, I found something spooky in it, man. When I'm talking spooky, I mean spooky on this level. I'm talking about, say there's a frog. And the frog's been taken over by these fucking bacteria, these species, these viruses, whatever they are. He's been taken over by this thing, and he runs the frog. The frog don't even know who he is anymore. That's what's going on. He's abducted the frog. The frog eats for him. He tells the frog what to do. It's connected to the frog. Even their eyes blink and shit. It's really creepy. It's probably one of the spookiest things I've ever seen. These things that take over other animals. That's what I thought when I saw this thing. It was a pussy fart bubble, clearly. And I know it's a pussy fart bubble because I use a piece of equipment that they use to study stars with and stuff like that. The round, the diameter, the outside diameter, the refractor, refractory, all that stuff this tool does for me. When I saw inside this pussy fart bubble, what I saw underwater, it really made me think twice about doing pussy farts. Studying pussy farts, harvesting pussy farts, selling pussy fart bubbles. They're only good if they're underwater. I mean, there's billions of pussy farts shot out every day. You're breathing them as you're walking around. The slut next to you is blowing pussy farts from some fuck spree she had. You're sitting there and you don't know why you got a migraine headache. You don't know why you've got tunnel vision. You don't know why you're not able to pop a rod anymore, why you're getting just limper and limper. Because you're breathing pussy farts all the fuck around you. That should be illegal. I'm not joking here. It should be illegal, the gas that they lay on us as we're walking around. And what it is gas meant to immobilize a man. Immobilize, brainwash all of it. If you're around a Democrat long enough, you will think like them. I had this fucking happen to me once. This is no shit. If you're around that long enough, you will start to think like him, them or her. That's what a pussy fart bubble does to you. It starts to break you down. When I was scuba diving underwater, and I saw this pussy fart bubble. It threw me fucking for a loop. I was gobsmacked, man. For a fucking fortnight, I couldn't even think correctly, man. I couldn't think of what I wanted to do. I lost direction. I lost scope. All of it when I saw something inside this pussy fart bubble underneath the water, on the bottom of the water, was lodged by these rocks and all this other stuff. And there it was, but I looked into it using a flashlight. I always carry a flashlight. I always videotape everything. I had my scuba suit on. When I looked into it, something evil, man, was inside that pussy fart bubble. Something evil, eviler than fucking Vietnam. Honest to God. I mean, eviler than fucking that. This is the truth. I was once in an H-1 helicopter. Listen to this. And the pilot I knew really well, his name was Vern Kyle. And Vern Kyle was a captain of that plane. I didn't know the navigator of that fucking ship at all. There must have been fucking, at one point, when I was with this guy, he's dead now, so is the fucking other guy, navigator and co-pilot. At one time, we saw about 200 VC and they were in a tree. Now, we never went above 300 feet. If you did, you could be killed. You didn't want to go that. You wanted to stay as low as possible in a helicopter. There might have been 200 fucking VC people at that time in Vietnam. And they were in a tree. They're in a tree like fucking monkeys, man. They're in a tree like fucking monkeys. They've got fucking rockets. They got all kinds of shit. Fucking flares, rockets, pieces of steel, rocks, and they're throwing them at the goddamn... at the Huey helicopter I was in, the H-1. This fucking pilot was so dangerous, so unhinged. He took the helicopter, turned it in such a way that the blades of the helicopter, now the blades were 75 feet from one end to the other. the blade on this helicopter. He turned the blades into the tree, the top of the trees. I don't know how far we were, the canopy, 200 feet up, 250, less maybe. And we just tore those fucking people apart. We just went into it with the propeller, man, and chopped them all to shit. It was like they were in a Vita Vegemin, some kind of fucking blender drink, some fucking thing that a bitch would use and gonna fucking live forever, some kind of blender on her table. It was like that, man. And of course, we didn't make it. Everybody in the thing died but your correspondent. And why didn't I die? Because I didn't want to die at that point. I didn't want to go then, but we chopped them the fuck up. That's how it was, and that was horrible. I saw that. I realized he committed kamikaze. He was a pilot like that. He fucking kamikaze, whatever you want to call it. He took that and used what he had to do. Now, I thought that was horrible. I thought that was evil. I've never told anybody that fucking story. And it was horrible and evil and dastardly and wicked and all that shit. But then I saw this pussy fart bubble underwater, man. And that's the thing I've been harvesting to sell. People are going to want to buy these. I've told you this repeatedly. I hate to be on the same topic. I saw this pussy fart bubble, man. And that same fear that I had when he turned that helicopter. All I heard him do was burp, and I heard some fucking sound to the co-pilot and the thing, maybe the navigator. I heard them say something, and that was it. I wasn't asked what I wanted, what I thought with it. That was it, man. He just turned it and chopped them to shit, and we went down, man, with them. I had fucking parts all over me. I had pussy on me, honest to God, torsos laying on me and pussy, and I smelled pussy then there in the fucking water near the rice paddies. I smelled it, and this thing was more horrible than that. And you're going to say, what was it you saw in a pussy fart bubble, Norm? What I saw inside this pussy fart bubble, why it took me 6 days to be fucking wasted in this submarine, 6 days, doing the dope of all dirty dopes that you could do. A life-threatening dope, and I don't want to say this here because I've had kids write me and say they listen to my shit, and they even say they take it to school and they've talked about this in their class, this recording. So I had to watch some of the shit. But what I saw in this pussy fart bubble, I had to go to the sub to recuperate. I had to go back there to see where there was other people like me, life like me, inside this sub, unsatisfied, dissatisfied, disgruntled, confused, ununderstood, not sure if they could make it from day to day. Some of the best looking bitches you ever saw. Inside this sub, and I was in there too, trying to find myself, trying to pick up the pieces of who I am. Like a fucking puzzle. Never understood puzzles. You see a picture, and you tear it the fuck up, and then you put it back together. Only old people could understand a puzzle. Why would I rip it up and then put it back together? That's lunacy. You do it, you rip it up, you destroy something, and then put it back together. It's like a bipolar personality. I'm putting a puzzle back together. I didn't want to fucking go here, man. I had other shit I wanted to talk about, man. So, it took me 6 days in a submarine because I was so confused. 6 days amongst all kinds of pussy, maybe 75, 80 women. Yeah, there's some fat ones. At a certain point with fat chicks, if you're in the same situation, you're in this submarine, you're in there confused, dazed, uncertain, scared, not knowing what the fuck you're doing, worrying about money, money, money nonstop, which I do all the time with this recording. I owe another $295. My recording, this recording cost over $700 a year for the server. I'm $300 short. Now fucking cough it up, motherfucker. Please. So get over to normaugustinus.com, head there now, and give now. So I was in this sub. And I was just as confused and dazed as them. And all their pussies were out. Their pants were pulled down past their knees. Some of them were completely off. Their tits were out. It was like the world had ended inside the sub. Now, that's not the first time I've been in there. But it's many times I've been in there. And I've been accepted wholeheartedly. Now, if you can stand the stench of pussy for long, if you're one of those fucking people who go, I like pussy all I want. Give me pussy. I like it. I eat it. I like the... If you're one of those, no problem. But I've always been skeptical and sheepish around the stench of pussy because when I was a kid, they said if stuff smelled bad, you stayed away from it. If there's shit on the ground, it stinks, you stay away from it. So warning, stay away from anything that smells really bad. You might die, you might get a disease. I was told this again and again, and that's why I'm kind of coy around pussy and careful. I kind of poke at it and stuff. Poke at it, move in a little bit closer, zero in, move my left hand, my right hand around the pussy. I'm trying to focus on the pussy, maybe a little light on it. I'm just a little bit sheepish around pussy and show should you be. You fucking lose your voice box just like that. Just like that. Voice box. You'll lose your voice box to cancer. They'll rip it out with a fucking sharp pipe and you'll never speak again. That's what you got for your trouble. While your bitch is living somewhere on some mountain someplace, being supported by another rube, but your voice box is gone. So the 6 days I was in this sub, I think I was rebuilding my mind. Hallucinations, wasted, gone, weak. Shit myself and peed my pants in the submarine because I was so fucking gone. People just come and go. When you come to, when you've had enough, when your body says it's time to eat, when your body says you need a bath or you have to, whatever, you leave the sub and they take off and they get do what they have to do during their real working hours in their life, and then they might come back. I went in that sub for 6 days because of what I saw in the pussy fart bubble, this business that I know is going to make me a fucking fortune. You know you want a pussy fart bubble. You think I'm wrong? Get your skag. Your ugly hag, whatever the whore it is you date. Get her to blow a pussy fart bubble somewhere underwater. You capture it in a plexiglass box. Now you capture it. You probably don't have the skills that I do. You capture it, make sure it doesn't take impact, make sure it doesn't blow up so there's no more pussy fart bubble. You keep that. And when she's not around you, you break up or you're not with her anymore, you pop that pussy fart bubble now that she's gone and you'll see that everything has changed, man. Because you're going to realize the stench you're smelling smells evil, man. But when you're with her, it didn't smell evil because she was casting a spell on you. And you didn't know it. But now you smell that pussy fart bubble and you say, fucking A, man. I'm going to stick this fucking needle in my neck, man. I just smelled a pussy fart bubble. It popped. Norm's right. It's real. He's not bullshitting you. This isn't an insanity. This is an educated man talking about something very, very real. When I was underwater and I found this pussy fart bubble, it's like that thing, that species, that bacteria, that virus, whatever the fuck it is, it takes over an insect or a frog or a bird, and they don't even think anymore like they did. They're controlled by this thing. Their eyes are blinking and shit. It's really creepy. It's spooky. I'm afraid of that happening to me. You ever find me out in some place where out in the daylight, you pass over me, we walk somewhere, I bump into you, and you see my eyes blinking. I've been taken over, man. I'm fucking gone. Kill me. Kill me straight away, motherfucker. Help me out. So I looked into this pussy fart bubble, and I have magnifying glasses and LED and all that. I've been looking for the right pussy fart bubble, the premier pussy fart bubble, because I know that the press are coming very soon to question me to see what I'm talking about. I want to have a premier pussy fart bubble that I've taken out of the water, taken out of some lake. It's been there for hundreds of years, and I want to show them that it's real. You're going to say, how are you going to show them it's real? Because I'll have a scientist there, like my friend Rappa Lunch from the Detroit Health Department, will pop the bubble, he'll tell you what's in it straight away, and they'll see that it came out of a pussy, and everybody will go, ooh and ah, they'll be aghast and taken aback, won't they? So I looked into the pussy fart bubble, and it was something so horrifying, so spooky, that I'm having trouble even now. You know that I'm a wordsmith. You know the skill that I have with words, and it's true. When I was fifth grade, I used to tell everybody in class that I fucked the teacher, and I was so good at it that they all believed it. She's in a bad mood. I pulled out too soon, and I blew my load right around her fucking shithole, and it didn't go in the shithole. I'd say stuff like that, and they bought it, man. They believed it. But that's not anymore. The skills I had then are now honed and polished because now I tell only the truth. In everything I say, I turned it into good. When I looked into that pussy fart bubble, yeah, I had to swoosh away some fish. I don't know what they were, perch, panfish, sunfish, stuff commonly found in a lake in Michigan. I had to swish them away, but you know that I have such an aura that these fish kept coming back and coming back. They wanted to see what I was working on. They wanted to know what I was doing because they knew that I was harmless to them. Fish even like me. If that thing had a big enough fucking cunt, if a fish came up there, I'm telling you that I would fuck it only for the experience. I'd fuck it and let it go. I might videotape it, fucking this fish. And it's not to be something weird or bizarre or odd. I have limited time left, man. So what if a big sturgeon comes by? He's fucking 19, 45 pounds, something like that, and he comes by and he's got a big goddamn cunt. I'll give it a try. What's the difference between that and a woman? She's going to fucking rape you, take everything you own. That fish is just going to go on its goddamn way. What's safer, man? So I looked into the eyes of the fish, man. I mean, into the eyes of the bubble, the pussy fart bubble. And I looked into it. And I saw something there I didn't understand. Something inside the pussy fart bubble, these like tentacles, black things, tentacles inside the bubble. And when I looked into it with a flashlight, the tentacles looked like they could become like an sort of an eye. Like an eye. Like it was looking at me. Like somehow the bacteria in this woman's body, the biological thing that formed her, the cells, the functions, all of it, the DNA, like somehow inside this pussy fart bubble, this shit had created an eyeball, like one of those fucking cysts the chick gets, some kind of tumor or something they get in their cunt, and the thing will come out, and it'll have an eyeball in it, it'll have a tooth in it. They get these fucking cysts or these in their cunt, they have to get them pulled out. I don't exactly know what they are. There's a name for it. I don't remember it. But this shit seemed to function and move in such a way that it looked like an eyeball looking at me, and I saw what I thought was a pupil looking straight at me. Now, I couldn't come up quick enough out of the water, and I thought, uh-oh, you've overdone it, Norm. You can't be fucking wasted all the time. You can't smoke Pinconning Paralyzer. You can't do LSD. You can't do blotter acid. You can't do any of that shit. Coke. You can't do it anymore. You're overdone it. You pushed yourself too far. There is no more. There is nothing else to fucking find, Norm. I came out of the water like a rocket, like someone had shot me out of a cannon at a fucking circus. I was at the Big Top in the arena. That's how fast I came up. And I came up fast because there was a massive avalanche in there. All the bubbles fell over and shit. I went to the surface, and luckily I had this tow winch thing that automatically pulled me back to the shore. And after that, I went straight to the submarine, and I spent 6 days there pondering at what I had seen and what have I seen. So I sent all this shit to Rapa Lunch at the Detroit Health Department. I don't know what Rapa is. Indian or something. I always liked Indians, especially Indian women. I mean, Indians, I'm not talking about American Indians. India. I'm talking about red and white silk dresses and all that shit, black hair. They're the most beautiful women you've ever seen in the world. Have I ever banged one? No. But I want to. If you're an Indian chick and you're a size 3 or 5, come the fuck up here. We'll drink curry, and I will unload my fucking load in your back door. And I'm not shitting you. I'll fill you up with goddamn loads of plastic because there's plastic in my gum. You better believe it. My fucking bag is filled with fucking plastic. I mean, it is true. I will plasticize your fucking cunt with my glue. I'll plasticize your face with my glue. It's like fucking Plasti Dip. That's what my cum is, filled with fucking tiny microparticles of plastic. I will upload it in your back end. I'll do it to you. I'll blow 2 loads in both your fucking eyes, and they'll heal over. They'll dry up and be plastic over your goddamn eyes. That's how much plastic I have in my cum. Why? Because I'll try anything, man. I'll fuck anything. I'll drink anything. I'll shoot up anything. I don't give a flying fuck, man. I only got a limited time. Why would I want to play it safe, man? I don't want to play it safe. But I'll tell you something. I've hardly ever been scared. But I was scared at what I saw in that pussy fart bubble when I came up. Now, so what did I do? I sent a giraffe a lunch. I went back in again after the 6 days, after the recoupment that I needed in that fucking submarine underground filled with all that pussy. The finest pussy I've ever seen. Yeah, sure. There was fat chicks in there. There's always a fat chick somewhere. She's in there, but she still has a communal thought like the rest of the people. And in that way, I can relate to her. Yeah, she's fat. Nobody wants her. She's headed to a coronary. She's only going to get fatter and shit. Diabetes, diapers, and all kinds of stuff. But at that moment when I'm there, we have kinship, common kinship, because we're feeling the same kind of pain and we're looking for a way fucking out. So I had to go back down under. into the lake after I had had this traumatic shit happen to me with regards to harvesting pussy fart bubbles. And that's what they are. You know how much pussy fart gases a chick lays all day? They never talk about it. Can you imagine being an HR person? What can you do for our company, bitch? She comes in, she sits down there with her goddamn whatever it is she has, her high school diploma, whatever. And she's trying to act noble like she's got class and honor and mores, whatever, all kinds of fucking shit. She follows all the rules, but she's really not. As she's sitting there, before she came there, she pumped somebody off. Before she came there, maybe on the way to the office, she blew on a pussy fart from the train she took with Toby and all his friends, and the gas is coming out, seeping out as she goes to the desk. I mean, really, what is the worth of anybody? Here you are, what can you do for us? What are you going to do? Well, you're going to wear a diaper, especially if you've had a kid, because your fucking bottom's going to fall out of some piss wall inside your colon. Your stomach or something. Chicks get this. A dead bottom fall, whatever it is something screwy. There she is telling you all she's going to do, but what she's really going to do is fucking load out 5 to 10 to 20 to 50 pounds of fecal matter a goddamn day or a week at your company and blow pussy farts and flush a toilet for urine and use your telephone for all kinds of illicit sex shit. What are you going to think you can do for us? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? It's ridiculous. It's absolutely loony. So I went back down, and I'm getting scared right now thinking about it. I got to tell you, I've only felt fear one time, and that's when I told you that he used the fucking H1, the Huey, and used it like a weed whacker in the top of the trees, just cut everybody the fuck over. He didn't care. Props gone, the thing just dropped like a goddamn brick. He didn't care anymore, and I'm at that point almost now. I've got the fucking H1 on an angle right now, man. And I'm heading for the fucking trees, motherfucker. I can feel it. So I went back down. One of the scariest things I've ever had was that incident with the H1. I went back down, but what I saw in that pussy fart bubble was a tad more scary than what I saw in that fucking machine. It was just a machine. It was a machine, a propeller cutting people up, a propeller cutting branches and trees and trunks off and destroying the tree and all that. I understood all that. That's mechanics. But something like this living inside a sealed thing, a hermetically sealed bubble underwater that still seemed to, it seemed to respond to a light that seemed to respond to me moving outside of it. All her organisms in her cunt at that time. And there's everything in there. There's DNA. There's fucking all kinds of cells, proteins, amino acids. I mean, all of life is inside a chick's cunt. When she blew this thing out, it was forming inside this pussy fart bubble for a long time. I mean, is this what's going to happen? Is there going to be all kinds of things coming out of the water when these pussy fart bubbles pop? Are they going to come to the surface, this species, and swim to the fucking shore, and they're going to come at us in some horrible way? I mean, more coming at us created by a bitch? So I was able to get this up, excavate this item up out of the water. And as I talk to you now, I'm starting to get scared, and I've popped a boner. Now, I pop boners when I get scared because my dick is 15.5 pounds. That's how big my dick is. I weighed it once on my friend's cocaine scale, and I start to get scared, and my dick will get big. And the reason is like that is because it's long, and it's like armor. I can bend it and push it in front of me, my abdomen. That's your weakest point, man. If you get gut shot, you're dead. And I can pull my dick up there, and it's like a suit of armor wrapped around it. It's not a turn-on. It's something trying to help me. My dick wants to be here as much as I do. Nothing wants to die. I went down and harvested this thing up. And the whole thing was a bad ordeal. As I harvested the pussy fart bubble, the fucking thing kept following me inside the pussy fart bubble. It was like an eyeball, but it wasn't created. It's not like an actual eyeball. These tentacle-like things sort of formed an eyeball, came together, and could become an eyeball and watch me as I packaged it into a plexiglass container so that I could ship it to my friend Rapa Lunge at the Detroit Health Department. You could tell me what this is. It's super creepy. So much so, as I said, that I needed 6 days in the submarine to recoup, 6 days of being around women to recoup When you're in some situation like that and you're 6 days and there's 75 women in there and they've been there 5, 10, 15, even 28 days or a month, like the one woman told me, you are one of them. They are one of you. We're all connected there. There's nobody shopping for a fucking pan bag. There's nobody looking for a fucking electric car. They're all together at that moment. That's what I was there. I had a tucking there, but you weren't up here. I can't take you if you're not up here. So I packaged it all up. I came back to the surface of the water. I swam to the shore and I walked back looking at this thing and it was so creepy. And I know it was a pussy fart bubble because I used a special piece of equipment, the same equipment I used to find pussy fart bubbles that they used to aim at planets and other things. NASA and other observers, they use this piece of equipment. I can't tell you what it is because I got a letter that said, you're not supposed to know about that, an email. I can't actually use the product name. So I took this thing out. And as I was walking to the shore, coming off the shore, looking at it, got to the shore. It was just as creepy on land. I mean, I knew it was a pussy fart bubble. This thing had come out of some chick's cunt 100, 200, 500 years ago. I don't know what she was. Maybe she was walking on the ice. And she fell through the fucking ice right after she got banged out. When she went down there, she blew some pussy farts. And the bubble, they became bubbles, and they got trapped underwater. And she's long dead, but this remnant of her cunt, this object in her cunt, this cum that was in there, that's what's inside a chick's cunt. If you knew it was in there, all the time, you'd have trouble being around them. They're always baking a shitload of goddamn deadly organisms because the cunt is open to all things. They jam hot dogs in there. They fuck the armrest on a fucking couch. They fuck armrest on a chair. They fuck anything. Headboard, the knob, the big long things on the end of the headboard, and all four poster and all that. They'll fuck anything. So all kinds of shit goes into that cunt. Scabs, organisms, herpes sores, skin, cum, it's all up there. Then they blow it out. It's a fucking slow cooker is what it is, and God knows what could be cooked inside that fucking box, but you're going to find out. Don't come to me when you've got all kinds of diseases, when you've lost your fucking voice, when you can't do anything, and say, you were right, Norm. I thought she was lovely. I thought she was one of a kind, man. It was just a special man. She's going to change my fucking life. No, she ain't. Not ever. They can't get close to you. They're never going to be close to you. Run out of fucking money, and you'll see how close they are to you then. When they're gone, and you're selling Chuckles at a dollar store because you're fucking broke. Chuckles used to be a candy. It was like red, green, black, chewy things in a narrow wrapper. So I sent this thing to wrap a lunch. And then, I don't know how many days go by, 9, 10 days after, I'm still in a stupor from the submarine being in the sub so long. It's a great thing. It's like something on a small scale that you would do. You go in your backyard, there's your shitty, jumpy ranch, your brick ranch, but the only thing you got is a sliding glass door in the back of it. You can slide it open, and there's your goddamn hot tub. Oh, wow, you're really fucking living. It's something like that. Look at the living you're doing. And it's just something that you don't really quite understand, but you're stuck with. So I sent this thing to Rampa lunch. And Rampa gets back to me after I had the 6 days hiatus in the submarine trying to get myself back. It's like I just said, you got a hot tub in your backyard. Mine is a submarine. Your hot tub ain't nothing compared to the submarine. You got your hot tub. You got your sauna. It's in your basement or something. You're proud of it. You go in there and sweat away and shit. And that's what you got. But I got a fucking 90-foot sub from World War II filled with bitches from the front to the back, the bow to the stern, all zoned out with her pants off. I mean, it's really quite amazing. So Rampa Lunch sends me a letter, an email back, and he says he can't send it back to me because it's got liquid in it and everything else. He said he destroyed it. And he told me what it was. Listen to this. It's not as creepy as I thought. But it is creepy. It's creepy on some other level. According to Rampa Lunge's letter, he said this. He said, Norm, I tested the item inside the pussy fart bubble that you sent me. I ran it through a barrage, an array of tests. I think he said array. I ran it through an array of tests, and it comes back like this.
He said, the item inside that pussy fart bubble, and he says, I will concur with you, it was a pussy fart bubble. He found all kinds of gas in it, everything that suggests, and the DNA of a female that it came out of the cunt of a woman. And he said, it showed a lot of age in it. You could tell age, he said, by the proteins and the count of the proteins. He said, it probably went back 200 years. And the item that I thought was this eyeball with the tentacles that looked at me, I saw that in my mind. Now, it could have been because I was wasted, gone, overworked. I'd been pulled to the shore by a wench. I was fucking in a sub for six goddamn days. I'd been too much fucking dope and all kinds of stuff, et cetera, there and here too with. I'd done it all. He said, Norm, that is what they call dip inside the pussy fart bubble. And he said, you probably don't know what dip is. Dip's a slang term for fucking chewing tobacco. It was chewing tobacco inside the pussy fart bubble. And he said the chewing tobacco probably originated from somebody back to 200 years, 150 years. Somebody that was eating some chick snatch out that that pussy fart belonged to. He was eating her out. There was chew. There was dip inside his mouth while it was eating her out. And that shit went into her pussy and then he threw overboard or something. Maybe he killed her on the ice. Maybe he fucking ran her down with a dog sled and a bunch of fucking dogs. And she ended up in the water, he said. Somehow. But he said, it's chew, it's dip, chewing tobacco. Inside the bubble. Somebody was eating a bitch out 150, 200 years ago, and he was eating her out while his mouth was filled with chewing tobacco while he was eating her out. When he was done eating her out, chewing tobacco was still in her cunt. Somehow she ended up in the water. The gases from her getting banged out by this fuck developed inside her cunt. And form this bubble and trap the chewing tobacco in it. That chewing tobacco was creepy, man. It like tentacles. It was like looking at me. Everywhere I moved it, it was like tentacles that would move my way. So I asked him in an email, I said, what happens if I dry this chewing tobacco out? If I was to find another, and I dry the chewing tobacco out trapped inside a pussy fart bubble. He said, I wouldn't advise that. I said, why? He said, it could be toxic. It could kill you. All kinds of bacteria, the strength of the chew, the dip, whatever it is, the chewing tobacco. I wouldn't advise it. But when he said that, man, I like got empowered, man. I'm like a fucking bitch or something, man. I got empowered and I said, I want to find another chewing tobacco trapped inside a fucking some chick's pussy fart bubble. I want to find this pussy fart bubble with chewing tobacco in it that's 200 years old and I want to take it out. Now that I know that I won't die from it, I want to take it out, dry it out, and what do I want to do? I want to chew on the chewing tobacco. I want to chew on a chewing tobacco. Maybe it tastes like her pussy back in fucking 150, 100, 200 years ago. And I can go back 150, 100, 200, 250 years ago. I can go back like I'm eating this chick's pussy out. I mean, I'm eating pussy out. I'm a time pussy traveler, won't I be? Don't ask me why the things moved when I looked at it. Man, it was too gone. I mean, I'm sitting here right now and I'm looking at something that looks like it's looking at me. Maybe I'm fucking gone. I don't know. Overstressed, overworked. I don't really know. But I'm going to smoke it. I'm going to find another pussy fart bubble and I'm going to harvest it. I'm going to take it out. I'm going to extract the fucking chewing tobacco from inside this bubble. Certainly lots of men at that time ate out women while they were chewing tobacco, didn't they? I want to do that. I want to eat some bitch and eat her out and the chewing tobacco and the nicotine goes in her clit and her cunt and stuff and see what happens. And I want to eat her out. Then I want to let it dry. I want to chew it again, re-fucking atomize it, re-moisturize it, rehydrate it. And I want to fucking chew it myself. Hey, man, look at me. Walking down the street, going to this mom and pop store. Look at me. Look at the big bulge on the side of my fucking cheek, man. That's chewing tobacco from 150 years ago. It was in some dude's mouth while he's eating a bitch out. She's dead now. He's dead now. And I'm just like, I'm there, man. I'm not like you. Just drive on by, motherfucker. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the one and only
Augustinus!
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
Oh.
We made it to Big Clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder, eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands. They're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in $1 million house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Donna, how are you? I hope you enjoy reading this old-school typewritten letter. Donna, I recently found an old cardboard Pop-Tart box lying on the side of the road while I was driving my Free Spirit 10-speed. I stopped and picked up the box, hoping that there were unopened Pop-Tarts inside the box. I love Pop-Tarts. I thought that perhaps the box had fallen out of the open back hatch of someone's car. When I pulled open the box, I discovered that someone had jammed a shitload of cum-stained, knotted-up panties into the Pop-Tart box. Some of the panties had big round holes torn clean through the fabric of the cotton ventilated panel right where the vagina opening would be. Also in the box was a tampon puller. I only know this because I showed the tool to my Jew friend and he said it was a tampon puller. Donna, I gotta go. I'm sorry to have to cut this letter short. I have to go number two real bad. Write me back when you can. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister at the fireworks show at the Stony Creek Metro Park. There were hundreds of people there. Everyone was standing next to each other, and they were looking up at the exploding fireworks show happening in the sky above their heads.
When your big-titted little sister saw me, she stood in place, like everyone else, and she pulled down her pants and panties, and she let them fall to her feet. Your big-titted little sister kept looking up at the exploding fireworks, and while she was looking up, I got on my knees, and I ate out your big-titted little sister, and I gave her a rim job. While I was finishing up on your big-titted little sister's rim job, two standing women to my right and two standing women to my left and a teenage girl dropped their pants and panties to their feet.
Could you eat me and my friends out? My daughter could use some tongue also. She's had a tough summer vacation.
So I ate all of the women out, and I gave them rim jobs also.
Attention shoppers, this is Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. Girls, would you like to be eaten out and then be given a deluxe rim job while you're watching a fireworks show? Of course you would. Well, now you can. Ladies, right now at the counter, I have giant 20 feet wide by 30 feet long, high definition color posters that portray an active and beautiful nighttime fireworks show. Simply tape this poster onto the wall of your choice in your home, and then ask your husband, boyfriend, or pussy-loving lesbian lover to eat you out while you stare at the poster. It's romantic, and the best part is that you won't be bitten by bugs, or be robbed, or be snuffed out, because the poster is hanging from a wall in your home, and all your doors are locked. Girls, you'll absolutely believe you're at a fireworks show, especially when you play the included fireworks audio MP3 that features lots of fireworks explosions. Also included is a 16-ounce spray can of pussy odor cutter. While you're being eaten out, spray this miracle air freshener into the air. No one will ever know that a dripping pussy was just in that room enjoying a fireworks show as she was being eaten out. Pussy cutter is a gift from God. That's their trademark. Come up to the counter right now and get this revolutionary product, only $29.95. Hurry, I've only got 50 of these units to sell. On a side note, my assistant Mandy Phelps has just shit into the popcorn machine located in the lobby. The popcorn machine was moved onto the lobby floor by the popcorn machine repairman so that he could easily service it. Miss Phelps was fixated on the enormous testicle bulge of the popcorn machine repairman when her asshole suddenly gave way. Mandy Phelps has irritable bowel syndrome.
There's enough shit in my underpants right now to fill three 1960s all-metal Partridge Family lunchboxes. I can't stop shitting. Yesterday I was at Starbucks and my shit fell down both of my pant legs, so I kicked my shit under the chill dessert rack. Please help me.
Miss Phelps is also extremely horny.
I'm so horny. I need a prehistoric-sized schlong lodged in my pussy every day. Last night, I mixed my father's ashes with flour and water, and I crafted a big dick, and I fucked it. I'm hurting for meat. Please help me.
Is there anyone in the store that can help my assistant remove her shit from every piece of popped popcorn that is inside the popcorn machine? This has been Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. That is all.
Fuck. 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 Fuck.
Women are constipated three times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.